That is wonderful.
Okay.
Do you write notes, sir?
No.
I don't have to. The rabbi writes for notes. He emails and talks to you.
Okay, Martin, relax. Okay. Relax. I don't have time. Okay. Relax.
I can't wait to find out.
You can prescribe medication for yourself. Are you allowed to? Are you allowed to do that, by the way?
A doctor has.
Not recommended.
Can I say a doctor who prescribes to himself is a fool as a patient?
Oh, yeah. Okay, the same thing with the lawyer. Okay, we continue some with the Rambam. Hilchos Yom Chalitza Perek Hey Halacha Chav Gimel, Chapter 5, Law 23, Mosaim Text 98 and 99. Okay, a little bit harder. We're building harder upon harder, but we're coming to the end of this chapter, Baruch Hashem. And then there's only three chapters left to go, so we've got to start.
I'm sorry, which one are
we at? Hey, Chav Gimel. Okay, it's Shin Sadi Aleph in your book. Okay, now yesterday we talked about Kutten, today we talk about Kitana. Now, you have to remember, there's a concept called Miyun. Miyun means refusal. A girl who is a ketana, who's no longer under no longer under the domain of her father, either the father married her off and then she got divorced from somebody, or the father died, and now the brothers or the mother is marrying her off, and she gets married, she can refuse at any time along the way. She can refuse not get married to the guy. She can get married to the guy. Be with the guy for a year or two, and she's still a minor. So she's still a minor.
At 12?
Until 12 and one day, but less than that, right? And she can just say, Miyun, I don't want any more. Finish, goodbye. There's no marriage. Because the marriage to a ketana is only rabbinic. And we'll explain the nature of that. So she always has the escape clause of Miyun, even if she's been intimate with the guy for 5 years, let's say. From eight, from seven, whatever. I'm just saying, I'm theorizing. Just saying. She could still do Miyun. Okay? Just remember that. Something we learned.
Under 12.
So she's under 12. She can pull out the old Miyun trick, and all she says is, I don't want. That's it. Finished. Game's over. It's as if, and as if there's no Kiddushin ever happened. Okay? There's only a rabbinic Kiddushin, not a biblical Kiddushin. So let's talk about that now. Kitana shiru'uya lemo'ein, a kitana, a young girl who is capable halachically of doing miyun. That's one category of woman. Second category of woman. Vachareshes, a deaf, mute female. Apal pisha kidushe shteya midivrei sofrim, even though their weddings, their marriages, are only sanctioned rabbinically, not biblically. Kemosh Barner, as we explained. So in other words, if I say to you, well, this is a rabbinic kiddushin, this is a rabbinic kiddushin, they're probably equal in status. Shnei mina kiddushin. They're two totally, the logistics, the mechanics of the kiddushin are totally under two different views, and therefore we'll see in a minute, they're not exactly the same power of marriage as each other. You'd figure, well, they're both rabbinic, they're all the same. Not so. Why? Kidana yeshlo kiddushin. Kitana has a kiddushin. Why did the rabbi say that an 8-year-old girl can have a kiddushin even though the Bible says she can't? Kiddush lo yinhagu ba minig hefker. We don't want people to treat her like a tramp.
Lately.
In other words, if she doesn't get married, who's going to protect her?
That's right.
And now she's going to be like what they do in the Far East with these little girls. Right? So we got to protect her. So, you know, it's better. The rabbi said, let an older man marry her. And he'll be kind to her, whatever. And it's a temporary measure, as it were. It's an emergency measure, because otherwise she's going to be terrible. It's going to be bad. But now, what is her status now that she's married? Well, rabbinically she's married, biblically not. What do we say? V'kidusheha tluyin. And her wedding that she's had, her marriage, her kiddushin, is suspended. It's like in a state of suspense. And she tagdil until she grows up, meaning to say, if she stays with this man until she becomes an adult, and now as she's an adult, she's living with this man, then automatically just eases into a biblical relationship, and you don't need another kiddushin after she grew up.
She has relations with him after she's 12? Is that?
She's been having relations the whole time with the guy. Once she turns into an adult, She's now married. The problem was, she's living with this guy, she's not an adult. And that's a problem. Biblically, they can't be married. The rabbi said, let them stay together, let them stay together. It's okay, we'll sanction it. Fine, rabbinically, they're married. As soon as she turns bat mitzvah, just as long as she's sitting with this guy, she's not complaining. She could always have backed out. As soon as she becomes bat mitzvah, boom, it's a biblical kiddushin now. The marriage just eases into being a biblical marriage.
It just goes with the clock.
That's right. Now, she could, a day before, she could do mian. But mian cannot be done once she's an adult girl. Too late. Now you want out, you have to ask the man to give you a divorce. That's a different story. But he doesn't have to make a new kiddushin when she gets older. And now when she decides afterwards, then... So, and if you don't want her, you don't wait till that point. And you do a mi'un. But once she becomes older, then, then you're going to have a get. So that's the nature, the rabbinic nature of a ketana. The rabbinic nature of a deaf-mute is different. The reason why the rabbi said that a deaf-mute woman, the wedding can be acceptable, is different. Not that she can be taken advantage of, because, you know, listen, this lady could be 25 years old, 30 years old, and she could be a Russian wrestler. You know, no one's gonna get a problem with her. But the problem is, we're afraid if they can't, you know, she'll never get married to anybody.
Because she's a Russian Muslim?
No, because she's a deaf mute. Yeah, it's a deaf mute. Who's going on a deaf mute? You know, it's not exactly the first choice for Shidduchim, right? So they made it, they said, no, Kadesh lo tishar pnuyom, because they don't want to say that she'll never be married. That's a different story. No one's going to take advantage, but if biblically she can't get married, it means she's never going to get married. Really, there's no legal way, because she's never going to be considered competent enough to have the mental ability to say, I'm wanting to get married to this guy. So what's going to happen? This girl, woman, never get married. That's also not a good thing. So I said, we're going to let her get married. But here's the difference. The difference lies, so will that marriage ever turn into a biblical marriage?
No.
Never. Because she'll always be a deaf mute. Now, maybe if she stops being a deaf mute, but that's not likely. It's not likely. That's usually a condition that's there. Right? So therefore, she always has a rabbinic marriage, and that's the basic difference between the marriage to a ketana, right, to this woman who's a deaf mute. The one to the ketana, she could eventually become a biblical marriage, right? But the second one will always be a rabbinic marriage and never more than that. So even though right now, one's a ketana, one's a chareshes, right now they're both rabbinically married, but it's two different kinds of rabbinic marriages. And now it'll be debatable. We'll see in a minute now if a man is married to two women. Now it's going to be debatable which one will be considered the more primary wife. That's going to be a discussion coming up soon. But now he's trying to just explain to you, not all rabbinic marriages are created equal. That's what he's basically saying. Lafika, therefore, now let's start bringing this into Yibum now. Now that we've explained clearly these things. Imhayu kol hayivamos, habos meisach. Let's say a man dies. He has three wives. Three wives. There's a Zika now to the brother. But who are his wives? If they were all echad ketanos, they were all ketanos. Or chareshes, they were all chareshes, not a combination that we're talking about. So then, if they're all equal, then each one has the same exact marriage status. So the Zika of the three of them is totally equal Zikas. So as long as you deal with one of them, you've taken care of the rest, because they're all on equal footing as far as their rabbinic marriage. So biyasa shalachas, but if you do a bia with one of them, well, since they're all on equal footing, poteris is cool, it frees up all the others. They're all rabbinic, no one's better than the other one, right? And therefore, you could do a bia with them, but what can't you do with them?
Chalitza.
You cannot do a chalitza. We already learned you cannot do a chalitza with a ketani. You cannot do a chalitza with a chareshes, as we learned in the fourth chapter, the 16th halacha. Now, what is interesting, as we will see, the halachas emerge. Let's say you have two wives. One is either a chareshes or a ketana. The other one is an adult woman then obviously what would we say? Go do Yibam with the adult woman, because now you can fulfill the biblical requirement of Yibam on 100% level. That would be the obvious choice here. But we're talking about where all the people were all ketanas. So now when you're doing Yibam with this ketana, what are you really doing? You're fulfilling Yibam only really rabbinically. You haven't really satisfied the biblical condition.
Until she reaches 12.
Well, now when she reaches 12, she'll ease into that if she's a ketana. If she's a chareshes, she never really eases into that, but we don't have much of a choice. The best we can do is have her be rabbinically married, and she's rabbinically married. So we don't have a better etza. And that's how you do it. But that only works, you see, if all the wives are ketanas, or all the wives are chareshes. So now that brings us to Chavdalad, where we're going to start making mixing and matching and making complications. What if Hoysa achas chareshes v'achas ketanas? Let's say the man had two wives, he dies. One is a chareshes, a deaf mute, and one is a minor. So you'd say, well, they're both rabbinic marriages, so let's just deal with one together. No! They're two different kinds of rabbinic marriages. And therefore, ain bias achas mehem, be it with one of them, will not poteres es sarasa.
It's not a three musket.
Won't free the other one. Why? Because we don't know which one is considered more of the wife. Each one has an advantage that the other one doesn't have, and now we don't know which one is really halakhically considered more wife than the other. Why? On the one hand, we could say the young girl could be more of a wife, because if she hangs along long enough, she'll be a biblical wife.
Right.
But on the other hand, so what could go wrong? But what happens? You know, she could always pull the miyun shtick on us.
That's it.
And when she pulls a miyun shtick on us, what happens retroactively? There was like no marriage. Mm-hmm. The chareshes can never do miyun. Chareshes will never be better than rabbinic, but can never get out of the rabbinic either.
Yeah.
The ketana, it's like a double-edged sword. She's rabbinic, but it can go either biblical, which is the best of the best, or it can go to zero. Yeah. Miyun means it's like nothing. It's like that's the official, what we call annulment.
That's an annulment.
After she got married. Annulment means we're at a zero.
Okay.
So which one's better? The one that's consistent rabbinic, or the one that can ease into biblical or become a zero? We don't know. If you're dealing with one, could be the other wife is the more important one, and therefore if one comes in with less strength, it doesn't take care of the whole Zika. Do you understand? The Zika rises to the highest form of wife.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So now, when they're all the same, so I don't care, they can all be low, but they're all the same. But here, I don't know which wife is more of a wife than the others, and you can't decide by a vote, because, you know, one can either end biblical or not. One could be biblical and this isn't. That's going to be better. But on the other hand, she could be a zero and the other is rabbinic. So we really don't know which one. So we don't know. So really, you can't do, by doing B with one, even with one, it doesn't necessarily free the other, because we don't know if that has completely knocked off the Zika. Mm-hmm. So now we're stuck. We can't do anything. Kate's at the
corner.
How are we going to fix it up? You can't do Yibam to both, because you can't build two houses.
No.
Can't Yibam to both. You do Yibam to one, we don't know if we freed the other one. So now we got to use our math minds. This is like one of these math projects, you know, logic projects. You know, like how do you get out of this? Like, what's the Sherlock Holmes way out of this? So this is what they do. Now, no matter what you're doing, it's not going to be an optimal scenario. But what's the best? What do we want to have come out? That these women are both taken care of. So he says, Melamdim haketana shetimo'ein. Teach the ketana. We can't force, but teach her to. Now, just like a woman who's a ketana, when she's married to the first husband was alive, at any time she could have done miyun, right? Even if she married him for 2 years, the brother who died, she could have miyun at time. The law is just like you can do miyun to your husband. If you fall to yibum, you could do miyun to the brother. When you do miyun to the brother, what have you effectively done?
Annulled.
You've annulled the Zika. Just like you can annul a marriage, you can annul a Zika.
The bone's broken on that.
So we teach her, go do miyun, so your Zika is out. It's like you were never married even to the first brother.
Frida.
But I see what you're saying, but wouldn't she have to really then miyun to the brother while he was alive? Because
no, that's the chiddush.
Already.
Doesn't matter. We learned before. Just like you can do miyun to a husband, you can do miyun to a yavam.
Anytime.
In other words, just like she's married to the man, She married him for 2 years. Mion says it's annulled. So now the Zika to the brother, she can annul the Zika.
Well, I understand, but it just seems like...
Because the brother's only taking the place of the other brother. It's as if the other brother's still alive. We're just pushing ahead the marital bond in terms of the Zika. But it's still, since she's a Katana, she can always say, you know, retroactively, I don't want the marriage to happen at all.
So what if she became...
Once she's an adult, she's gone. She can't do it.
So what if that happened during the 90 days or whatever?
Then she couldn't do it. Then we'd hurry it up.
We wouldn't wait the 90 days.
But yeah, because we'd have to, you know... It's not likely she's going to get pregnant, eh? What's the whole problem? Why don't we do it? Because maybe she's pregnant. You can't. A chalitza doesn't work for a pregnant lady. Not likely the woman's going to get pregnant, is it?
Which one?
The one who's a katana?
That's what I was going to ask.
Unlikely.
So therefore,
that was my question. If she was 11 and a half.
What? But on the other hand, if wait a minute. Wait. We're not done. Wait a minute, Shelly. Yeah, yeah. If you wait till she's a kid, no. Maybe we'll do the opposite, Shelly. Forget it. Wait till she grows up. And then we can do a Bia Doraisa. Even Doraisa. That'd be a better scenario. Just wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Then the other one's got to wait too.
No, the other one will be free. But then she'll be free. Because that one will knock the other one out. Because that's a biblical marriage.
Then she'd be free. But you have to wait.
Until that.
So wait.
Until she grows out.
And we can't wait 5 years.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
That's
well, I see. The 90 days.
So then we just tell her, do me and let's just get out of the game right away. But if it's that close... Then maybe we'd say different. I don't know. They have to use judgment. But that's what we do. And now, so what's left? So let's go back. You have the katana, you have the chareshes. I can't do even with one and freeing the other. So I want them both to be free. Teach the katana to miyun. Her marriage is out. She's not there. Who's left? The chareshes. Yes. So the chareshes is very good. The kindness is the chareshes. Go marry the chareshes. And if the chareshes really doesn't marry the anayin, remember the chareshes cannot do chalitza.
Right.
She can't get out of that. So listen, we'd like to. She says, "You know, I don't really like this guy." Well, you can't marry to anybody. You can never do a chalitza with him. So we'll say, "Listen, why don't you just do yibum with the guy?" And then once you get yibum, then bimrotz l'gosh. If you want to divorce the chareshes, koisev like get achashiv ala, right to get after you were with her. But and then she can marry someone else because the chareshes, the marriage is now a marriage rabbinically, and the get will take it off. And that's the way you can solve the problem with both of them.
So you basically tell her she has to have relations with the guy, even if she doesn't want to. So she can be free.
Well,
she have to have relations?
But, well, yeah.
Well, how are you going to do
that's the way you do
Yibum. Tell me how you're going to do Yibum.
Yeah.
What's the Eitzah?
There is no Eitzah.
She could say no, and I don't want to get married to anybody.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
She could say, I prefer not to get married to anybody. Those are your options.
Because that's what we're thinking is going to happen anyway.
Well, that would happen.
Yeah.
Rabbinically, we say, I want to help you out.
No, so, I mean, even before.
Could be she doesn't want to get married to anybody. So fine. But you want to get married to somebody.
I mean, supposing the guy doesn't
It's not the worst thing. I mean, okay, it depends. You know, what if, now here's the thing. What if he's the kind of person that we would normally encourage a chalitza? He's an old man, 98-year-old man. Well, then we hope he dies soon, and then she can get married to somebody else. But see, some serious means you can't use that. Can't use that, right? So it's a problem. Again, it's one of these horror story scenarios that could develop.
It's okay. Unlikely. So I think we said biologically it's not likely, but I mean, if the katana gave birth to a child before she did mean and before she reached majority.
Well, then there'd be no problem. You don't have to follow Yibum. The husband didn't die without kids.
You got a pregnancy on Yibum.
No, this is after the thing.
After what? Who's the baby with?
The brother died, and then this man that she's with.
Yeah. Has intimacy with her?
Yeah.
And gets her pregnant?
Yeah.
So what's your problem? What's your question?
So, married.
So let's say there's Yibum, so now they can get divorced.
Yeah,
you get it. After she reaches 12.
After she reaches 12. Right. Again, it's not too... I don't know, doctor, how many girls under 12 give birth to children?
Not many. It's very rare.
It's not a typical case.
No, not even
close to typical. Okay. Chafei, continuing with this idea. Now they're going to get trickier. These two are easy, as a matter of fact. Now we go to a normal wife. If one of us is totally healthy, normal, totally, you know, brains and everything, the whole thing, her wedding would be a biblical wedding. That's one of them. Vachas chareshes, and one's a deaf mute. And they're both falling to Yibum. Okay, now what would be the halacha? If bia sapikachas, o chalitza, so if you do bia with the mentally mature, stable woman,
okay,
or chalitza, then poteres chareshes, that frees everybody. Because
yeah.
She's on the biblical level, and we've removed the biblical zika. That's easy. That would be the optimal. But the ain bia sachareshes poteres apikachas. But what if he decides to do bia with the chareshes? Right. At best, that's only rabbinic fulfillment of yibum, which does not take off the biblical zika that the healthy woman has. So it won't free the pikachas, shein kiddushel midrim, because the kiddushin to the chareshes is only rabbinic and doesn't deal with removing the biblical zika of the normal life.
Can he still give her a chalitza?
Who? The chareshes? No.
No.
You got a problem now. You already dealt with this woman.
Yeah, you can't get a chalitza once you get.
Remember, you don't need it.
Too late.
Oh, no, you can't.
Two wives, and you've just got it with a rabbinical wife. What do you do with the biblical wife now? Right.
She's already
okay. Right. So now.
So the only thing you could do, well, no. So the bia of the chareshes, is you give her a get.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. But that frees them up.
You give her
and
a get.
And you back the way you were.
1 second. So that will that allow the adult woman to get married?
No.
Then you can give her a chalitza.
Does that free the one who had?
And then I think you have to give her a chalitza. I don't know what you do.
How can you give a chalitza?
What does he say?
Because the other one was only rabbinic. It was only a rabbinic yibum. You didn't take care of the biblical chalitza. He doesn't say how to get out of that problem.
I know. It's not.
Commentators don't say how. I don't know. It doesn't say what happens after that. Okay, it doesn't say. It's not there. Martin, I looked. It's not there. Let's do the other scenario. An adult woman and a minor woman. Again, with the adult woman frees the ketana. Bia with the ketana does not free the gedola. Now, what would you do there? There, it's an easy solution. What do you say?
Just wait.
No. Mamar.
Mamar.
Do a mamar, get the cotton out of there, and now you could do bir chalitza with the adult woman. That, we know the solution. Remember, the marriage to ketanic is always rabbinic and can always be dissolved with a mamar. And then it's out. It's annulled. It's like nothing happened. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Chavav. I'm sorry, I meant miyun. Thank you. That's why you give me the funny looks. I'm sorry, I meant miyun. I'm sorry.
The
miyun. I'm sorry. Again, if he marries the ketana, does he marry the ketana, that way out is do miyun. I'm sorry. It was one. You guys are looking at me funny.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Miyun will reverse the yibum, and now the gadola is free to do whatever you want to do with her. Chavav.
So the yibum counted
as rabbinically
free the older woman.
No, it didn't free the older woman. So, it didn't.
So
what do you, which bia?
The bia with the katana?
So then she does mir.
Which bia? Are you
with the katana?
Yeah.
Doesn't free the adult woman. Can't. So now if this katana will do a miyun, that knocks out the yibum as if it didn't happen,
and
now the adult woman is free to do what you want to do with her.
You don't have to do chalitza.
He can do yibum or
chalitza.
I'm guessing. Ram doesn't say. I'm guessing.
He can do chalitza or yibum with her.
With the adult woman now.
He has to do one of the two.
He's got to do something. She has a zika. She has a complete zika. As long as the other girl, the young girl, has been with a yibum, you can't get involved with two women at the same time.
The yibum was back the way it was.
As it was, what do we call it in English? A annulment. Zero. It's like it didn't happen.
Same options with the older... Yes.
The older woman, you could do whatever you want, but I'm saying when it's with the chareshes, it's a bigger problem.
Right.
How do you get rid of the chareshes?
Yeah.
The only thing you could do is give her a divorce. But once you give her a divorce, I don't know if that would yet... I mean, you probably have to give a chalitza to the adult woman. I think you have to give a chalitza to the adult woman. I don't even know if you could do bia, because it's not like the bia was undone. So I think maybe only a chalitza. Maybe.
Can you give a get to minor?
No.
No.
I thought we just
no.
Give him.
When she grows up.
When she grows up.
Or she does a mamar. She does a
miyun.
Now I'm stuck with that mistake.
Don't get
a ketana and a chareshes cannot get a get, cannot get a chalitza.
Why couldn't you give him with the adult if you can give a chalitza?
You could. That's what you should do. But what if you didn't? What did you do with the ketana?
I mean, you just have to send you.
With the ketana you could, but with the chareshes, because the chareshes was a shtickel kiddushin.
No, I'm talking about
the adult, right?
The adult woman, and you
after miyun, are you saying post miyun?
So now you got to be with.
Stay again.
Start
to
again.
Who?
Oh.
Started from the beginning. You have an adult and a minor.
Right. So you.
What did he do?
The minor, and then she did miyun.
Good.
Now you gotta deal with the adult one.
Do what you want.
Either way.
Do what you want.
I thought you just said that. I said
with a chareshes. With a chareshes is a problem. Because remember, with the kitana, the miyun can make it as if it never happened. The chareshes, you can't say it never happened. It's always steady rabbinic. Steady rabbinic. If you give a divorce, there was a rabbinic marriage, so we can't rebuild the woman. I'm guessing the Rambam would say you give her a chalitz and just get her out. I'm guessing. Okay, I'm a chafaf, right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about two minors who are capable of giving miyun. One brother is intimate with one of them. And this that same guy either is intimate, with the second wife. Two minor girls and one brother or both brothers doing yibum with both of them, either one guy doing to both girls, or one brother and another brother doing to two girls. It's a yibum after a yibum with a katana, basically. So now what happens? Lo pasul as a rishona, the second yibum does not render unfit the first yibum, because their bias are equal. What did we say when there were two adult girls? What did we say if you did a bia with one and then a bia with the other? What did we say
first
the law?
First
bia counts. Second one was just an aveira.
Yeah.
Right?
Snus.
Worse
than that, isn't it?
Well, whatever, but it's nothing. It can't be anything to hurt the first one.
Right.
And the second one is absolutely nothing because you're not allowed to be married.
Yeah.
Right? So the same thing here. If they're both ketanas, we go the same rules because they're both married equally. They're both rabbinically married equally, so can't wreck up the first one, but still the second one, since it wasn't a biblical marriage, we can't say the first one totally knocked off the second one. The second one had a little room to squeeze in there a little bit. So we teach the second one, do miyun to get her out of her second marriage. The first one can stay with her husband because she did the first marriage correctly. So the first girl can't get wrecked up by the second girl because the second girl didn't do anything more than the first girl. But the second girl really shouldn't have been involved
she
with that.
But if
she wants to stay, she could. They could both do miyun. But if she wants to stay, we tell the second one to do miyun just to get her out of the business. And the first one can just stay as she is. Okay, another one. Chavzayin. Do one more.
So just getting back to that case, if the first one did miyun,
second one is too late. Couldn't have done it. Well, no, you're right.
See,
if the second one did miyun, it makes it like it never happened.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it might be okay.
Maybe.
If the first one did miyun.
No, I said the brother comes. And either two brothers have intimacy with the two minors, or one guy has intimacy with the first and then intimacy with the second.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
So now we're saying the second one
didn't wreck up the first one.
No,
it's independent.
The first one could do miyun,
right?
But doesn't have to.
And therefore, that brings the second one activates the second one. Now.
Okay, theoretically.
Yeah.
But
why? What? Wait a second.
It annuls the second one.
Once the first one does miyun, except there was no marriage.
It annuls the second one.
No, it annuls the first one.
That's the first one.
The guy, first guy does.
So now the second one's looking at it.
So
now, although we could say like this,
comes back. Is that what we're saying?
Well, no, the second one's already married. So second one also got married. So we say that's the Zika went to the second one.
Yeah. But take.
See, that's the thing here. Erases.
So your question is a little different. Say there's only the one, and then you are intimate with her. And then 3 months later, she's still a katana, and she says, "Miyun."
Now we got a problem. Now we got a problem because
that's almost what you were saying. Now what happens?
Oh, it's a different scenario.
It's all these particular adventures.
So now we're saying there was never a marriage. There was no yibum.
Right. So, but there's still a Zika. She won't. Here's the thing: when she becomes an adult, she can't get married. Because now there's a biblical Zika. There's a biblical Zika now.
So
now
she'll need a chalitza. So she marries another guy's a katana.
She can't.
And doesn't do miyun.
She can't. Because we know she's going to grow up. And when she grows up, she's going to have a Zika, the Raisa.
So can you do a double miyun? Can you do, if he has beer with her, and then he does miyun.
Okay, I don't know.
And then she has a second miyun to negate the Zika.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop over here, guys. We got enough. Okay, shkayach. Sunday, we will finish the perek. God willing. Shkayach, guys.